The race for Jackson mayor is between incumbent Bill Joers and his challenger, current vice mayor, Derek Dobies. Joers was born and raised in Jackson and is the vice president of business development and commercial loan officers at County National Bank. He was elected mayor in 2015 and says his priorities were to get the city as clean and as safe as possible to attract more people.
There are plenty of businesses that are making money in the city of Jackson, and you can open a business in the city of Jackson, and you can buy a house in the city of Jackson now and be confident it's going to be a good investment. That wasn't always the case in this town.
Dobies is campaigns director of AFL-CIO Michigan and owns a small graphic design and communications business. He moved to Jackson in 2009 after graduating from Michigan State University. Dobies was elected to council in 2011, chosen as vice mayor in 2013, and re-elected to council in 2015. He cites public art as one area where he's proud to have made progress.
You look at other successful cities, Ann Arbor has a flourishing art community, Grand Rapids has Art Prize, something that demonstrates that beyond art's intrinsic value, it has a real value in economic development. So one of the things that I was able to accomplish over the last few years here is setting up a public art commission at the city that is tasked with working to find new ways to build out local art, public art, sculptures, things like that.
But Dobies also spearheaded a controversial ordinance that was passed by council this year and has turned out to be the biggest hot-button issue going into this election, the city's non-discrimination ordinance. The NDO prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, and public accommodations. After two extended city council meetings that were so full they had to be moved to the Michigan Theater, the ordinance passed with a 5-2 vote early this year. Dobies says he was proud.
There was momentum in the community. I think that people realized that this is something that can help build a more tolerant and inclusive city, one that appreciates diversity as a strength, and that we were going to send a message that says we're not going to allow discrimination and people to be fired from their jobs or kicked out of their homes just because they happen to be a member of the LGBT community.
Joers voted against the NDO.
I don't think it's the role of local government for four people to decide a social matter like this that should either be adopted by the state or the nation. It should be a national law or state law, because it's driving small businesses out of the city because they're afraid. And as a commercial loan officer, yeah, I have a hard time not advising my clients to move out of the city because of the liabilities they face.
After the NDO passed, a group against it petitioned to recall Dobies. He didn't fight the recall, wanting to focus on becoming mayor. This means if he doesn't become mayor, he loses his council seat. Joers says the recall gives him an advantage over Dobies.
His constituents know him very well, and they weren't real happy with him. So that's my big advantage, is that the people who know me have known me all my life. I've known Jackson all my life. I'm not a politician. I'm a citizen resident, and my concern is for Jackson.
Dobies points out another difference he has with his opponent. Joers recently voted for a pay increase for himself and council members.
I think that's wrong. I think that we have a lot more things to be spending money on, getting our streets fixed, dealing with the drugs and crime, working to make Jackson more attractive for new business, than to be, you know, voting for salary increases. When you live in a city with 40% of the population living in poverty, you have to lead by example.
Joers says he was following the recommendation of the local officers' compensation committee. Council members took a pay cut in 2009, and the committee felt they were overdue for a raise.
I want these seats open to all economic levels. I want them open to someone with no income that could use the income to attend the extracurricular events, because we all go to numerous events throughout the year that we have no expense accounts for. And so in order to do the job effectively, yes, I voted for a pay increase.
Dobies understands that at 31, some may think he's too young or hasn't been around long enough to become mayor. But he believes in his track record.
I have experience on council. I have worked hard, been a leader on council, and haven't just showed up every 2 weeks to vote, but have really thrown myself into various projects around the city and really gotten my hands dirty with crafting policy myself. So I think with the youth comes that hard work and hustle and some new energy, and I think a lot of fresh and energetic innovative ideas to some of our most pressing problems.
While Dobies emphasizes the upside to youth, Jors stresses the value of longevity.
The people that grew up here, we take a lot of pride in our city, and we would rather focus on important items such as the appearance of the city, the infrastructure of the city, the crime rates, rather than write new laws to govern our lives.
On Tuesday night, we'll see which way the city of Jackson decides to go. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.